that, are you going?
We will not be in this commission.
Thursday.
Thursday.
We're back from recess. My little brother was letting me know that Andy Griffith just passed away. So is this officially known as, do you have this parcel up?
You have to start with the expressway in there, so.
We're going to start with whatever this gentleman would like to begin with. You have several parcels or a couple of parcels?
There's four with the theater and then one with the expressway.
And for the record, sir, would you give your name?
Phil Huber.
And that's H-U-B-E-R?
That is correct.
And do you have a, which one do you have up, Christy? Why don't we just start there if that's all right with you? The expressway?
Correct.
All righty. Let me call that up on our computer here, or mine. And we have information that has been provided to us.
Short little reading material.
We would like you to take us through these different properties, and we will talk about each one as you make your presentation. Is that all right, sir?
That is fine.
You go right ahead.
Okay. I'm just going to say I want to thank you on behalf of Glenn Eshelman and Sight and Sound Theaters for opportunity to be here today. Most of you know we opened our theater to the public in 2008, and we have enjoyed being part of the Branson community and being involved in the community, which we do both with time and dollars. The documents that you're going to review there, just to give you a little background, as part of our bank loan process with PNC, which is our primary banker. We also deal with Arvest here locally. They had required some different assessments over the years, and the last two that we did both came in with the same identical appraisal value for the properties, and that was part of the reasoning that the bank conglomerate actually restructured our loan last year. So they had validated the findings there, and hopefully you'll see that today. The gentleman that was a principal in doing the assessment, Steve Cosby, was unable to be here today, so I'm sitting in. So if I don't know all the answers to your questions, I will follow up with him when I get the opportunity. The Expressway Motel property we purchased after we purchased the theater property. The building has never been open to the public since we purchased it. Actually, the front building has never been open at all. We are currently using the back building just for employees that come down or vendors that are doing some work with us. So we just use that property in the back.
So you're declaring the $1.8 million that the county has it on for, you're claiming it's worth $380,000?
That is correct.
Did you figure a per unit price on that?
I cannot answer that question. I didn't bring my detailed one for the motel. Honestly, I didn't think it was going to be needed, but I didn't bring that one with me on how that was calculated.
That's down less than 3,000 a unit.
The front building, honestly, is unusable as it is. We have had some potential buyers look at it. We have contemplated everything from just knocking it down to not using it at all. Some thought, you know, they could do some work on it. But
right, it's $300 a unit, I'm sorry.
You said that, didn't you?
Appraised value.
That's okay.
$300.
James, I apologize. I missed what you said. Were you?
I was figuring it per unit of their appraisal, and it comes up to $300 a unit. We've seen appraisals through the BOE all the way from $5,000 to $25,000, but we've never seen anything at down $300 in an appraisal.
What did we set that motel at last year at the very end at Royal or do you remember? Any of you boys that was here? Did we set it lower than what we?
Well, reality is I'm not sure how we can even touch this valuation in an even numbered year.
Right.
I mean, I'm, unless I'm missing something.
Did you read what I just handed out?
Here. Read the classification?
Read the first page, yeah, and it goes on into the other stuff.
Is that to do with this?
Well, you're talking about touching it in the even-numbered year.
Help me out. Is Bart Titchener a judge?
He is the chief hearing officer for the State Tax Commission. And there's other... I'm going to bring you a whole bunch of stuff to read about that.
Well, I thought this applied to something else we've done, because it says we can't do with something else, or I didn't know this had to do with this.
It talks about also what you can do only with new construction and
right.
or improvements to the property. Not in classification, but in other cases. It talks about what you can do in the odd-numbered year only.
Well, you did
after that only.
Well, help me out. Let's. The expressway is currently not in use at all?
It has never been since we purchased it.
It's not been since you purchased it, and it was right. purchased when?
Probably 2006, which is when we bought the other properties.
Now, has that been by choice?
Yes. Yes. Again, we use the back building just for employees and vendors. It has never taken in a penny of income from somebody lodging there.
Does the employees and vendors have to pay?
No.
Doesn't it say we can't change any classification?
And typically the employee would be somebody coming down from our Lancaster County location or an emergency case. That they'll stay there, snow removal or changeover where they're working 24-hour shifts.
When you give $1.8 million, or what did you pay? $1.1 or something? I've seen that here somewhere. Wasn't that the intent when you purchased the property? $1,160,000?
The intent?
Yes.
The intent was to use it initially for those employees and vendors that were there to build the construction.
So it wasn't purchased to produce revenue, and you paid $1.1 million for it?
It was purchased for that as a primary thing, but also look long-term of opening it. Because in Pennsylvania, we do partnerships with our hotels and our theater combos for the show and lodging. And we thought hopefully someday it could do that.
Would that not be the same as buying a series of houses for $1.1 million? Say 11 houses that you house your people in but we would expect a reduction in value because it didn't produce any income? Would that not be the same thing, other than buying a motel or buying houses?
Technically.
I just can't see the reduction in value because you're not using it as a motel. You didn't buy it for a motel.
Secondarily, we did, though.
Right. You bought it for housing and storage.
Oh, we don't have anything stored over there.
Whatever you got. I recommend sending it on because I've got tubs full of questions I'm going to be laying on this as it goes. This property should have been valued at what it was worth to the theater to have these folks living there, not as a value of a motel, because you didn't buy it for a motel, aren't using it as a motel, and you still paid $1.1 million for it, for housing.
It could be classification is about the only thing. If they're not charging, it could be a residential. The value is still the value.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. If they bought 10 houses or 20 houses for the same amount of $1.1 million to put their people in, does that mean it's worth now $300,000 because it's not housing the people?
Yeah. Well, I would say if we bought it purely for employees, it would have been cheaper to go down the street and use rooms than to pay $1.1 million.
Let me ask you a question, James. Can we change the classification, and if the use of the property ever change it back?
I think you could.
Would that be something that you would be amenable to?
Yeah, I'd be.
I'm asking. I'm not.
Because that's what I'm comparing it to.
And I
firmly believe that's why they purchased the property. They didn't purchase a motel. They purchased an apartment.
Remember the White House Theater was purchased by the Kung Fu, and then they bought that bed and breakfast at Fall Creek, and we converted from commercial to residential because that's where the performers stay.
Right.
So we've done that last year. I think it was last year, or maybe it was 2 years
before.
Year before. So, I mean, that is an avenue. Maybe it was 09.
Yeah.
It doesn't get him where he's wanting to get, but
it would be a big change.
Right now you're assessed, the appraisal is the value.
Correct.
But it's also classified as a commercial property, which is 32% of the appraised price. Change it to residential because you're not actively using it as a commercial property, would get it reduced a little bit from a tax burden, but not from a value perspective.
But it would reduce that tax burden from 32% to 19%.
Right.
But couldn't we lower its purchase price?
Says we can't change classification.
Well, I think the classification should have been classified a year ago. If we would have done this, you would have classified as residential anyway, wouldn't you, James? You would have known it wasn't being operated?
Right, because I've changed lots of motels to residential.
Right.
Not just the bed and breakfast thing. I mean, there's lots of them.
This guy, though.
What was his name? C.L. Carr. We changed all of his from commercial to residential.
Danny, I think we still can. I mean, change it to I know what it says about classification. Wish you would have held that document for another couple minutes.
Oh, I've got a lot of them get to read after.
Doesn't it contradict something else?
It contradicts the one we had in our hand a minute ago.
Did you see this?
No.
Here, here's a copy.
Well, sir, what we're trying to explain to you is we get mixed messages on our direction from the State Tax Commission as according to law what we're supposed to do and what we're not supposed to do, especially on these even-numbered years. We've got one document in here that says that we cannot do any classification change or anything like that, go from commercial to residential to whatever. And then we've got another document last year that says we can. So.
When was the purchase date on this?
Oh,
he said it was 2006.
Yeah, 06.
These guys here somewhere. '05, I think.
'05.
So it makes it difficult for us to sit and try to figure out what we're supposed to do if and we want to do what's fair to everybody.
Appreciate it.
And I will tell you, this is the first time ever we've had multiple properties lumped into one trying to come up with a value.
Okay.
Never have we ever. I've been here 15 years. And
okay.
We've never had that.
James, you feel comfortable on this property? Let me ask that again. Changing the classification.
Sure.
Which would, it's, when the first of the year comes, Mr. Huber, the assessor can go out because it's an odd numbered year and he can reassess property.
Okay.
To reassess property now, regardless of what the different things that I'm receiving, they all basically say the same. If we establish this as residential, you have the freedom to change that back at any time.
Right.
If they utilize it for the purpose of a hotel, for example.
Or any revenue stream.
Or any revenue stream.
See, I don't know why it wouldn't be ready to open as a motel from the loss of so many units during the tornado. That's what I don't understand in these BOE hearings is why we're seeing these down values when we'd ought to see increased ADRs, we'd ought to see increased rooms rented per day because we lost, I don't know how many units, X amount of units during the tornado, and we've got more people. We're all hearing that we've got more people in the area. Well, where are they staying?
And I'd like to know where the more people are, too.
Yeah, and where's the reflection of the more people and less units?
One of the factors, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, one of the factors we looked at when making the decision to open it as a motel was the fact that even when the busiest seasons of Branson are, which, you know, July, you're still basically at 50% occupancy in the city. So to invest the money that we would have had to invest to open it up and then be at a price point that you're going to get attendance, it's kind of like you can't turn that around. Because you'd have to get a price point of probably $39.49 a night, you know, to attract anybody with all the facilities in town.
Do you have a motion for classification change to residential? On this property only.
Well, that's what the assessor's recommending, I guess.
Somebody have a motion? If not,
what do you think? I mean, I
mean, I'm not very smart, but that says, I mean, what that says, and I hate to. I mean, my neck is pretty tender, and I don't want a rope run around it.
The only thing that you've got with that statement is it's not a motel. And not been used as a motel.
Right. I understand. We went through that before. Okay. That restricts the assessor from making those decisions, not the BOE.
I'll bring you one that says a BOE.
Don't.
I won't.
Well, if that doesn't say BOE, then I'll agree with you.
Of the assessor, I'm going to make a motion that we change the classification to residential.
Second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to change the classification from commercial to residential on property number, BOE number, last four digits 0051. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Let's move to a different parcel, Christy.
Next will be the parcel related to the Sight and Sound Theater property.
Okay.
There are multiples, and you'll find them on your computer label, Dick Shepherd Controls.
So we click on the first one, that should.
Just one point of clarity then, Ron, that'll be effective in January then, not?
It will be effective last January.
Okay, 2000.
This year.
12.
And she's going to send you notification in the mail regarding that.
Okay, thank you. Be a basic 13% drop in evaluation. Actually, no, I shouldn't have said that. It'd be about a 40% drop.
Which one did they just?
I'm not sure. Can you express?
And then, as far as the appraisal value, though, that didn't change.
Correct. That will get adjusted next January.
Crazy. Okay.
When it's an odd number year.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, we're looking at which one of these? Oh, okay, I'm there. All right, so what we're looking at is the property where Sight and Sound Theater sits?
That is correct. There's four parcels of land there that make up that theater.
Okay. Click on that.
Didn't we hear this 2 years ago, or was it last year, Jim, when we talked about the park and the...
I'm trying to remember. I don't remember right now. I'm not saying we didn't. I just don't remember.
Well, it was for exemption because of the benches and the...
No. You're talking about the big cross. We're talking about Sight and Sound where Noah's Ark is put on. It's on Expressway.
I know.
But the other one was on Expressway, but it's up at the theater where they was going to build the huge cross.
Okay, and they had the benches and the prayer areas.
There's Savannah House right
there
at the
bottom. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Shrine of the Ozarks, something like that.
Okay, I had
two different
projects. When I showed this parcel up here, it reminded me of that.
Yeah, that's right. That one's right in the front of the mansion and the Savannah House.
Right. Does the appraisal go into what it actually cost to put this stuff in there?
I did not see that in there. And there was on, let me see what page it was. There was something in here on him.
I'm actually not seeing it in here.
The comparison of properties, of land, and market value. There's an improvement analysis on page 64, but it doesn't go into any of the details on content there.
Or at least that's my interpretation.
Now, on the income approach to value, did they? I haven't looked at this.
Okay.
Did they go into ticket sales versus tour sales versus all the other?
They
is
did
it all included.
They went through a comparison of number of theaters, those that have 2,000 seats or more, less than 2,000, and I think even less than 500. I'll give you a page number on that here shortly.
That's not what I'm trying to ask.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
When we went out to measure, they were taking tours through. It cost you $25 to get in line to tour the place. Not during the show. This was in the middle of the day.
The behind-the-scenes tour.
Right.
Okay. Wasn't $25. Last 2 years actually was free. This year it's $5. I can't tell you what it was the first year. I don't remember.
Okay. Is that money included, or is it in your ticket sales that all these comparables doesn't have anything like that?
The ticket sales, even behind the scenes, we look at that as a ticket sale, so that would be included. And honestly, the revenue from the behind the scenes tours, like I said last year, was free to anybody. This year, it's a $5 price point. Page 76 goes through some income for 2011 that we just finished. So it gives you the breakdown of NOAA and Miracle of Christmas, and again, the TOR was zero, so that didn't impact it.
So you took in $9 million on total budgeted revenue?
Yes. The document's going to go through different sites that are on there. It's going to go through the how the appraisal was done. It's going to go through the cost approach, the sales comparisons, the income, page 76, and then, again, how that compared to cost per seat per theater of the ones that we did an analysis with. Let me see if I can find you that page.
Yeah, on page 89 gives the cost to build a basically $41 million.
We don't have a copy of this, but when was this appraisal done?
This was done late 2011, and this document was sent to our bank group in February of this year.
Okay.
And we had another appraisal done in 2010. It showed the same figures, and the other appraisal was in 2009 after we were up and running.
Okay.
Well, why would you have taken $9 million, but you'd have $29,246,000 of external obsolescence? How could that possibly be? It's on page 89.
Yeah, okay, I see that number.
I don't understand in a new facility and obsolescence beyond your control, you're saying $30 million worth of obsolescence.
Honestly, I can't tell you where that number came from, but I can find out.
I'd have to know where that number came from.
Okay. Fair.
Which page are you on, James?
Page 89.
89.
Scroll on up to that for us, Matt.
Yeah, it's a pretty important page for you guys. You can see there, external obsolescence, $29,246,000.
I see that.
That's per year.
Well, I'm not sure if that had to do with the restructuring of the loan. I can't answer.
And that would not be used in restructuring of a loan, would not be used in an income approach to value.
I hear you. So I have to find out, to be honest. I just don't know.
Which would make a huge difference because we're looking at the depreciated replacement cost of $10.9 million.
Correct.
And if that obsolescence factor changed any, it would really adjust these figures.
Okay, James, there where it says 73.6% of replacement costs due.
It's depreciated, Ron.
I understand. It says total accrued depreciation, but.
Yeah.
Replacement of cost due, 73.6%, $30 million.
That's 1 year.
And I would have to ask the question because I went back and looked at the appraisal that was done in 2010, and the bottom number was also $15 million on that. So I'd have to see if that same number was in there for obsolescence.
Yeah, because I just—it's just an unimaginable number to me on that newer facility. For 1 year. If that was a course of, since it's been open, that number should be divided by that amount of years and used in the formula, okay. Not the full amount. And I can see that being the amount for the full term of it being open.
I'm sure Steve could give you an answer.
Okay.
For a question like that, how do you want me to respond back to you?
I don't know. I just dud it to you, so you figure that out. It's just something that caught my eye.
Right.
I don't know. I just want to know if that's a one-year process, and it can't be a one-year process. There's no way you guys could lose $29 million every year you've been in business.
No.
That would be ridiculous.
I could see if I could reach somebody here before I depart. I know I can't get a hold of Steve, but maybe I can get a hold of Doyle Heisey, who was the gentleman that was in charge of the construction, if he knows where that number comes from.
Now, Jeff, am I looking at that right? Ain't that dragging it down against the one-year income?
To be honest, I don't know what that 29, where that $29 million came from.
Yeah, it doesn't make.
Can you, Lane, go to the page above that.
Yeah, let's see if we can identify that.
And it does speak
right
to
there.
How they, you might want to start a little higher.
It's all external obsolescence.
Go a little higher. There.
Start right a there. Little bit, just a little bit more.
They capitalized their obsolescence.
Can you continue on up? Do you continue on up until you hit functional loss right there? I'm sorry.
One more time.
No, I said. Jim, Jeff, there's where I meant for you to start.
Okay.
They're actually trying to take the numbers down to just the theater space itself.
What they're saying, yeah. What they're saying.
Yeah, minus the warehouse and the shop animal.
The animal housing is functionally obsolete.
Would it help you if I give you these pages?
Oh, no, that's fine.
Okay, because there's more after that then.
Yeah.
I don't see how they can use it in the obsolescence phrasing if it's something necessity to put on the show with, to operate the theater. So it'll be just a terminology thing. That'd be similar to taking the dressing rooms off and everything of a theater production. Removing the value.
Okay, Len, let's hit the next area. Thank you. The long and short is we have a valuation, if I'm not mistaken, on the, is it the overall property or just this one property singularly?
The four were grouped together, and that's his earlier statement.
Is that right, James?
Yes, that's what it says here.
Well, what the figure that I saw is $30,338,403. Is that all four together?
Yes.
$33,393,886.
Okay, then I don't have all four added together. 33. You want to give that to me again?
33,393,886.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's property numbers 10, 11, 18, and 19.
So what I'm looking at on this first parcel, which is 002.019, is that the one you had on, Christy?
Nine is the larger tract of land.
Is the 8 and the third acres, right? The one right there. And that parcel is the $9.7 million. $30,338,000 plus, right, James? Yes.
Right.
Okay, I'm with you.
Has 8.37 acres.
That's the primary one that the building's on.
Now, that also has the value of the parking lot, the light poles, all of the structures, improvements to the land, which is taken away in the obsolescence factor. They've got a little carried away with the obsolescence by capping it at 10.5 at that part, in that part of the appraisal. They shouldn't have capped it that early. And there is acres of parking lot out there.
Bill, were we dressing this one properly singularly or all four together?
All four were grouped together in the appraisal.
Okay. Okay. Questions, comments, gentlemen?
I mean, I'm going to say that I don't know how we could touch this. Unless I'm missing something, it's an even numbered year. There's not new construction. There's nothing that's been removed off the property. And quite frankly, that appraisal is pretty complicated for my ability to comprehend all that went into it.
We'd have to hire. We'll just have to hire an analysis of it whenever we go.
I'd say send it on.
I mean, I unfortunately just it's so complicated. Plus, it being an even numbered year, we're limited anyway. I mean, if it was an odd numbered year, we could spend the time and get some analysis work. But I mean, unless I'm missing something, I don't see how we can even act on this.
If in fact we deny this request, then you'll have the opportunity to seek a hearing before the Missouri State Tax Commission, in which case they would come here.
Okay.
And they would allow you then to make a presentation to them, and they would...
They break it down.
...will be able to...
And do it on an odd number year.
As a matter of fact, the letter that we were given is the individual who will be hearing this, and we will not have offended him by thus doing what he told us not to do in this letter. Correct?
No, he don't ever. He forgets everything.
No,
really.
I know that man. He never forgets.
Okay.
The appeal itself, if we deny, the appeal would be this year, correct? He would still be heard this year, would he not?
Probably not till January.
Probably not till January.
Residential is heard first, and then they schedule the commercial act.
Gotcha.
I'm going to make a motion to deny. It's above our scope of having to hire someone to analyze this.
Are we just denying all of the properties left then? I mean, I hate to...
Well, they've got...
He's got these four combined.
He's got the four combined.
Right. But we have four different BOE numbers, is that correct?
Yeah, we don't have...
Well, are they properties that something might be affected differently that we could take a look at, or are they things that we should...
I think they'll have to break those out to even get appeal at the State Tax Commission. I don't know that they'll allow the four to be lump sum together.
Okay.
That's just a guess of mine, but... And it's not going to be hard to do because it's pretty well broken out here.
Correct.
Land analysis and the whole thing.
Yeah, because the one with the building and the parking lot's basically your one track.
Yeah. But then what happens here is you take these individually and then you obsolescence and actually do away with everything but the theater by using the obsolescence the way they've used it. So you discard three properties and
so
concentrate on one.
I think so. Each of the other three properties are just vacant land, is that right?
Yes, I'd have to see where the actual line is. There may be a little bit of parking.
Yeah, right. These are all...
There's a lot of parking.
Yeah, there is some parking right here. That gets used when we max out.
But your appraisal is taking all those lots into consideration.
That's correct.
Yeah, I think we have to.
I did not make the motion.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to deny the request regarding...
It's BOEs 047, 048, 49, and 50.
In hopes that you will take it on and get it straightened out.
Is there a discussion? Repeat the motion. It is to deny the request regarding parcels number last four digits 0047, 48, 49, and 50. No.
No. 410 and 411.
That's not what I show.
Oh, okay.
You're looking at real estate numbers.
Right. Sorry.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. She will contact you within, we are hopeful, 1 week's time, and within that information you receive will be how to contact the State Tax Commission. Is that right, Christy? And how to go about setting up or chatting with them about how to move forward.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate
much.
Your time.
Yes, sir. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Are you Larry and Debbie?
Yes.
Dare I guess it's Dvorak?
Right.
Close. How are you folks today?
Fine.
Okay.
Excellent. I am. Okay.
We're pulling up all this documentation. Can I just clarify your the value you believe of this property is $149,350? Is that reading correctly?
Well, that's what we paid for it, yes.
Okay.
But value's, of course, less right now.
Okay.
But.
Where's this? Let's see.
Was there an appraisal done when you purchased this in April of 2011?
Yes, there was. What we're going by is the other properties in our neighborhood, okay, which are the exact same, and we're going by their appraised values across the bottom. And I brought some sheets with me.
Okay. Well, now, where is this property?
Smoke Tree Hills.
Okay. Now, right where we're at. And did you say you had something for us you'd like us to look at?
Yes. Okay. There are approximately about six homes in our neighborhood that are exactly the same, built about the same year. Ours is 1 year difference in being built. We are in 2004. There's a 2005. The one that I'm bringing you is, we've been in these homes before. They're exactly the same, every one of them. Nothing different. The only thing you might have different is a door. The lots are about the same, but the lots are assessed anyway at the same value because of the amount of whatever you want to call it that they all fall in. These are my sheets.
I just want to see what addresses we're looking at here.
Okay, this is the one we're comparing. It's right down the street from us. This is ours. If you go across the board
190 Pickett.
With the assessed values down here, you can see the big difference.
90 Pickett and 120.
Correct.
I'm going to pass those down.
And what we're going by is the assessed values down here, comparing.
Sure. Okay.
Can you pull those up, Chris, or Lynn?
Go around the corner to your left. Way left.
Other left.
Yeah, that should be.
Just don't go over there.
What's your address? 120.
We're 120.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was going wrong direction. 190 is what we're trying to go. So go
correct.
Down the street, I guess. That's 130.
Larry.
What's that? Well, 1 point. That'll speed up the time. Where is it at?
Okay. Well, this is OSHA's property here. 190 should be right around in here somewhere.
Okay. That's 180? 190, okay. Thank you. You're right, it's sped up.
And what are we trying to accomplish?
We want our taxes brought in the range that theirs are.
Theirs is valued at about $152,000.
But if you look at compared to what their taxes are compared to ours are...
Yours is 158. They're exactly the same.
Close up. The value.
What I'm showing on the books are the same.
We're saying the values of your property and that property is exactly the same as what we're showing from it.
Hold on now. There's the property they're talking about.
Right.
The assessed valuation is $30,040.
Right.
Go back and click on their property, if you will, so we can look at that as well.
$30,040.
Which is identical. Now that's the assessed value.
Would you go ahead and hit report? Let's see what the details.
What's at 136.09? No.
That's the improvement.
158.098.
So it's a 900 square foot.
Will you go back to?
Yes, please.
Go back to the other property.
Do the same thing.
These are a story and a half right there.
Right there.
Hit report. You can go to the top right.
Where is Pickett Ridge Court?
Top right, way on the right.
They're right.
Way right, the other right. All the way
because
over.
That's the name that's on this is Kimber.
It's identical.
Those are identical value.
This name is not the name that's on there. This address is 190 Pickett Ridge Court, and that's 190 Pickett Ridge. They're different names.
Okay, let's go back to that.
Well, we picked one that was identical, didn't we?
Okay. Where's Pickett Ridge Court?
It's probably right here in the circle.
Okay, so go about right down that one or that one?
Larry, let me
go.
Okay, go up one then. Street. Or two. 78.
Okay, you're on the wrong street.
Yeah, right, those are not
the
same.
One you gave me.
That's not the same style houses.
That's the one she brought in.
Yeah, hold on just a minute.
All right, listen, hit report.
That's the wrong street. There's nothing on that street.
Okay, well, that the sheet that's that you gave us,
Timber at Pickett Ridge Court.
Circuit, circle. It's right out there, Pickett Ridge Circle on those signs.
There's nothing on that street, okay. I'm telling you.
What is it now, sir? Go ahead.
It's Circle, not Court.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Well, that's... Can I see that sheet that you've got, Nathan?
You guys had it on the right one over there. It's
you guys had
Pickett
it right
Ridge,
there.
190.
Right 190. There.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, that's a...
Right there at 190.
Okay, Alan and Alicia Cleveringa. Fourth house down.
Okay, yeah.
That's
this,
not the one
this
I'm
sheet
doing,
is
Larry.
Not that, though.
That's not the one I gave them.
Okay. Yeah, this that sheet that you gave us is not
you
that.
You got the wrong one.
I don't know.
That, yeah.
Okay, this is the one we're doing, Larry, right here.
Let me see.
Pickett Ridge Court. We're not doing this. We need Court. This is Pickett Ridge. This is the one we're doing.
You know, them roads are really messed up over there. You got Court. We've been there for a year, and I still can't figure it out.
We're looking at
the I don't know. They really got it messed up, them roads over there.
Pickett Ridge Court.
Okay, so is that one road over?
So wait a minute.
Hold on a second.
190 Ridge Court.
I think that's the one that's across from.
I guess you'd see if there's a 190.
Jeez, Lordy.
Going down.
I think maybe.
Scroll
the
on down there. There's another loop down at the bottom down there that's showing. See it on down. And it goes on down.
Okay,
see if it's
gone.
Not on down there. There's pitch. I've been all through there. There's a circle, Pickett Ridge Circle.
But none of the houses down there is like the houses up there.
I know, but I'm just trying to show them that there is a Pickett Ridge Circle and a Pickett Ridge Court and the way it all lays out.
This is the one I think that's across.
And then over here on this other side, you see that road that they hook into over here that we've been having discussion on the other
no,
side.
No, we don't have no
Powell Road. Powell Road.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you, I'm confused now. Better hurry up here.
Well, that's the one it is. We got to find it on Pickett Ridge Court.
What's this Pickett Ridge?
Goes to the circle down by where Kelly is.
When the he's showing.
No. Sean's at. We should have here.
The base area is 1,200. It's valued at 70,000. His base area is 900. Valued at
158.
Give me this thing.
I don't know.
Dude. Would you folks, I'm just asking the board.
Well, there's five, there's six houses like ours, identical. And every one of them are lower taxes than ours. We're paying the highest amount of all of them. And I just...
Point to the other six on that map.
Why don't you do the other one?
Let me ask you a question. Would there be any boundary line there that would put them in a different taxation district than their neighbors?
Would there be a fire district line? Would there be some line that would cause some people to pay more? Because we don't have anything to do with taxes, just valuation of property.
The only way I could tell but is
school district.
A tax? No, I don't think so.
No, everything's exactly the same.
Everything, yeah.
Hold on. That's the same.
I know down that old Johnny Glenn Roads where the Kirbyville Forsyth School District line was, just over a
it's
little
all the
ways.
Same.
Yeah, but it's not there no more. It's over at the Delaware. Or,
yeah. We don't tax different.
Where you go down in there.
No. Well, okay, can you push the
no, it doesn't matter.
Map down, we'll buckle this down. I'm going to show you the rest of the places. The other way.
The other way?
The other way.
Bring, just go the opposite direction.
Bring the screen down. There you go.
Okay, this is OSHA. This house is exactly the same like ours.
On the corner.
Now, on the corner here, she's even got a bigger lot, as you can see.
Yeah.
And,
okay, there's the court, Picket Ridge Court.
Circle. Court. Okay, hold on just a second.
That's at 28,260.
It's a what?
28,260, I can see on.
Got it. Would you do the report? And what's the size of the house?
It's the same. 924.34. That's the same, based off of that base area and adjusted. I wrote the other numbers. So they're at 126.
But at 148.741, that's a difference
Stop.
Of 6.
Okay. You can go back. I got what I needed there.
Move back over to the original. Let him pick another one out.
Okay.
Oh, did you see the house on the corner that?
Okay, this is our house here, right?
Yeah.
Okay, this one here is Sean.
In here?
Yep.
That's identical.
That's another corner lot.
28,260.
Mm-hmm. It's the same as the one up on the other.
Okay. It's the same price.
But isn't it the same as the other corner lot we just checked in?
Same. I think the same value, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Another one? Let him pick them out.
So on the same street. I think it's right here.
Right here?
Yep.
New?
Deutsche Bank.
That's a lot less. Go up by one then, I guess. Can you hit report on that one, please?
That's not one of them.
That's the same one as base and adjusted. I don't know if it's the same house, but based off what's on there, that's also 112 minus 7.
Built in 2004.
Right. And what year was your house built?
2004.
The lot is 65 by 105.
The others are 2005s.
Land bank, I saw that.
Yeah.
If you want to put back on a map, there's another one. Right there.
$28,260.
That's 180.
The 126.741.
Yeah, 180.
That's the same as that other one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, our assessed total is at 32,360. Most of the other ones are between 30, 29, 21, and 29. The one that we're trying to compare mainly about is the one that's been assessed at 21.720, which apparently we're not finding on the map.
It's that one that's over. We were there a while ago. Left.
Way out on the.
I could support 28.
I mean, according to the sheets that I have here.
Bought the house April of 11, which is close to January 1st of 11. They didn't appeal last year. We can change this one because they didn't appeal last year.
Go up one. Yeah, click on.
But we go
click
to
on 34.
We sent to the other ones. We can do that based off of their.
See, that's considerably smaller.
Right, that's smaller.
Now, which house was that again?
But that's one.
One.
No, that's the one.
No, wait a minute.
So. What's the basis?
But actually, that house is exactly the same as ours.
No, wait a minute.
And we have it based off the valuation January 1st, 2011. They purchased it for $143,000.
There's nothing on that street same as ours.
Basically 28.
Nothing on that street. And I walk it every day.
Well, that's the one you have for me right here.
There's nothing down on this street. There's one house that looks like ours, but it's a lot smaller on this street.
That's why this one here.
It's on this side of the street.
Okay.
It's if you got right to play the left.
Well, you can't lower it below their purchase price.
No,
you would be.
Pardon?
They purchased it in April for $149,350.
So let's set it.
Correct, but isn't it fair market value? Isn't it supposed to be marketed at, I mean, the price is the same no matter what you paid for them?
No.
I thought it was market value.
No. No.
And we have to set market value as of January 1st, 2011.
Correct.
So if you purchase at $149,350 in April of 2011, that's pretty close to January of 2011.
Okay.
I mean, it comes up for another assessment, a reassessment next year. They didn't appeal last year, correct, Christine? I don't remember them, but...
Then in 2011, why was ours appraised higher than the others in the same houses? If I got the sheets on those here, too.
We can't address 2011. I mean, that's the limitation we have because it's an even-numbered year.
First of all, that's not the case. The first two houses we snapped on with your house was exactly the same. You are the ones that pointed that house out to us. And we snapped on it, and it was exactly the same.
Well, how come they're paying less taxes than we are?
I just need to understand.
I don't get it.
The difference here is what I need to understand.
Well, first thing you got to understand is the amount of taxes. This county doesn't have anything to do with the tax part of it. That's the school districts, all that.
I'm not comparing what we paid for. I'm not comparing why these.
I don't get it, man. I just don't get it. Maybe I need to go to school for this, you know?
Okay, so
I don't get it.
If you bought a house in there tomorrow for $136,000, all the houses like yours should be dropped to $136,000. We've appraised these houses over time. We might have appraised the same house 2 years apart for the same year. For January 1, 2011, we could have appraised one of them houses in 10. We could have appraised one of them houses falling over into the next year. It takes us 2 years to get these things appraised. There may not have been a portion of a house done when my appraisers went through. There may not have been something not complete.
So when is this thing going to get all reappraised again?
Again in January 1, 2013. We do it every odd numbered year.
Well, I want to make sure that all these houses are the same, man. I mean, like if I got to pay more, they're going to have to pay like me, then. That's, you know what I'm saying.
We're headed there. We want everybody to be treated fairly. And that
right. Why should I pay more than everybody else? You know?
I mean, if we're just
covering
these,
there's 95 homes of that subdivision. I'm paying them both out. All 95.
No, you're not. The first two houses you snapped on was exactly the same.
I'm paying more than they are.
Well, hold. Here's the question.
You know?
Here's the question.
Well, I don't get you.
Hold on just a second. We're all trying to get you to a place that will be equitable. Give us an opportunity to do that. First, the houses that we clicked on, regardless of what information you're giving us, we show or assess that at the identical amount. You say they're paying less in taxes.
Yes.
That's a dilemma for us because no matter whether you look here on this board or you look in this computer or on our tax rolls, it's the same. Now, these other houses that she's just handed me are different. I agree with that because it shows them as different.
Right, and
but
these
not
are
these
closer.
Ones we picked out. Pardon?
Okay, these are closer exact. I probably grabbed the wrong one out of the sheet.
Okay.
We'd be changing.
But still, we have a problem if our assessed valuation is the same for the houses that he's picked out and they're paying less in taxes.
Could we ask the clerk to print out the.
What?
You want us to look at book close on those others?
At what?
Book close? Yeah.
I want you to look at whatever it is that's going to show me where the discrepancy is between those houses that we picked that are the same valuation and these folks' house.
You got those numbers as you went down because there was at least three and maybe four that were the same.
I need to go into our office and get book close in order to look at those properties to see where they closed.
Well, the properties is what he picked out on the board.
Right, but that might not match book close.
Well, But what are you reaching for?
See if the book closed different value than this.
What are you reaching for in my stack?
Oh, just her properties.
These are different than the ones for one you looked at.
Yeah, we don't.
Very well. The ones up there that were pointed out are different from these. For example, if you go up there on that street and you go down four houses where it said 130, what was it?
190.
No, 190 exact.
It was 30040. Fourth house down on earache. Go back over there. Right there. Click on that and tell me what that valuation is. That's not it.
Next
one up.
Up. There you go. No.
No.
That's on
the it's
down.
The
down.
Street,
down.
It's right there.
That's the one that was the same as theirs.
Okay,
right.
Click on it.
Yeah, okay.
All right. These people right here,
that's a smaller home. Square footage.
Are they paying? Are you were saying they're paying less taxes. Are they
paying
less taxes?
It's exactly the same.
What we're trying to do is.
I didn't get that number.
All we're trying to do is find a property that you believe you're paying less taxes so we can go find the books.
Let's go with.
Which one you would like us to look at?
Drop this one. This one
okay.
is smaller than ours.
All right. Which one would you like?
This one is just drop that one completely.
Which one would you like us to compare to?
This one.
Okay, then just grab one of those.
This one?
Okay.
How about Kelly right here?
Let's see that report, please.
You said
on paper, that's exactly the same.
Different value. Different value, but base area, adjusted area is the same, and it's right within $1,000 of what they paid for their home.
And would you be happy with the total value at $148,741 assessed value? Or
that's less than what they paid.
What'd they pay?
$149,350.
So if we set the value of this property to the purchase price, which is as close as we can to January 1st of 2011, would that be satisfactory for this year?
Up to you,
Debbie. I mean, and I guess the alternative is this. If we go ahead and take that action, you can still appeal it to the State Tax Commission. So you could still do the appeal process.
Well, the news of what was just up there? No.
Back to that.
Okay, that is, hold on, right there where you're at. That is, I think, this property, is it?
Right.
Okay, that's a property that she picked out here. Show me what that's valued at.
$148,741.
Just because that's what. Okay, and right here's the amount. It's at $148,741. I'd like to know, James, what the assessed total of 29,010, what that would be on appraised value. Will one of you calculate that for me?
See, they're all about in there, 148 except for ours.
I'm ready to make a motion to change it to that 148,741.
Yes, it is. Well, that is the total for the 29,010. Okay. Hold on. Well, let's take a look again at this value. It says 29,010.
Correct. The names are about the same. 29,010.
Well, how much, Jeff? How much difference is in the taxes?
I don't know. I mean, all we do is value. And
I know. Well, we don't deal with taxes, but what I'm saying is with what they've got and what they're asking for, how much difference
is there?
This is
where they're at in 2011. It's 28,260. It's not the 29,010. That's 2010. What she's showing is a 2010 value and then a 2011 value. Am I reading that right?
I'm sure it's right.
See, this is less than this. Now that would be the difference from the 30,040 which it has now. What's the appraised value at 148,741? at 28,260. Same base area, same adjusted area, Jim?
That would be acceptable to you guys.
Same. It's the same one.
I'd like to make that motion.
I'll second that motion.
Yep.
We're setting it at that value.
Motion has been made and seconded to establish.
What about those other four? We're going to have to do them too.
0052.
Say that right here.
And come in.
No. Yes. Parcel number 0052 is the last four digits.
Of the BOE number, yes, sir.
Of the BOE number. Have the assessed total of 28,260 and the appraised total of 148,741. Which will be identical.
Probably to almost the other three or four there.
To these three. All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Any matters on the line?
You can have them.
Thank you.
And if you'll take this, I don't want these guys hitting me with it later. No.
Yeah. Thank you. That was fair.
Thanks.
So long.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Bye.
I'm sorry to ask you this, and I know it came down. Will you give me that back? You just said.
148,741.
That's right. Is this the last one for the day?
It is.
And are they here?
Call him, sir.
I never have picked that one. What we did this last.
No, I haven't either. We sure give in. Neighbors are screwing what we did.
The four we did.
Hey, what did we do the other day with that one out there? Branson Hills. Do we do not do
anything? I don't think so. I've got the notes.
I don't know. Jim set Branson Hills last year. I'm just going off what he did last year.
And I haven't changed last year.
Okay. It was the Larry.
He set every one of them things. Away from my recommendation.
I'll wait for it. It was, yeah, I've got it down.
Yeah, we haven't done anything.
I only saw that one other half.
These circles have not been done.
And
no, the first four we clicked on
were all
30,400. We never did ever get back to
$30,040.
$30,040.
This is just a few lots down the road. I think we just need to tell them we're talking about it. We've got more. Move on. Heidi's going to be waiting on me in 3 minutes to go to Olive Garden for our anniversary. So,
man.
Let's put that in the minutes and move on.
And I'm actually about 3 weeks late.
I know you are because you eat at the Golden Crow the night of your anniversary. I was there.
June the 21st.
Man, he celebrates year round.
What should be calling?
Rock Steve.
I don't know. Jim did this. Let's leave it up to Jim. He set all these values in Branson Hill.
Buying my three votes.
Who's Jim going to be talking to here?
Oh, no.
Mr. Stone.
No, Robert, this is definitely yours.
Robert and Kay Stone. Okay.
I didn't think it was worth what he said, man.
Oh, now you. I was trying to go for $20,000.
Does he own all those red lights?
Please enter your account code.
Does he own all of them?
We haven't made any decisions on any of these properties.
Mr. Stone, here's Jim. Mr. Stone?
Yes, sir.
This is Ron Hausman with the Cheney County Board of Equalization.
Yes, sir.
And I've got the Board of Equalization here, and we are considering your appeal to Board of Equalization regarding a parcel property in, this in Branson Hills?
Yes.
In Branson Hills.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready to talk to us?
Well, I am. I'm kind of in a spot here. I'm in Destin, Florida. And kind of in a spot here where I can't hear real well.
Reschedule.
We can reschedule.
I will do the best I can. When did, is this the only time y'all meet, or do you?
Next week.
I've got one other day that we could work you in on, and that would be next Monday morning.
Okay, well, I'll be home over the weekend, so it might be better where I can hear you and you hear me.
Well, would you prefer to come here in person?
No, I don't mind doing that either. Yeah, that'd probably be better even yet. That would be Monday. Can you give me a time and where you are?
Well, I didn't mean to insinuate you have to be here in person. You can call in. We've had a number, but that choice will be yours.
9:45.
At
9:45? Yes. And I'm sorry, I'm just barely hearing you. Did you say where is that?
Do I hear mariachis in the background? Are you having a better time than I?
You hear Zach Brown.
I love Zach Brown.
He's in Destin, Florida. He's moisture, so you know it's not all bad. But anyway, yeah, I love meeting you guys.
We'll have you scheduled for 9:45 a.m. at the county courthouse in Forsyth next Monday.
That sounds good. And I appreciate you giving me a call.
And I don't want you to save any of those oysters for us. You have a good time.
I think they're all gone.
We'll see you on Monday.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right, but I ask for a recess.
Now, we got one here. What's this one about? I laid it back. John and Lasik.
That's a reschedule.
But yes, it was rescheduled.
Did we reschedule it?
Yep. She did.
Okay.
I'm second to recess.
We have scheduled 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock to clean up our day's activities as well as yesterday's activities, right?
And
but if some of you need to go,
you just clean up all you want, sir.
We've got an Olive Garden date over here.
I'm just trying to think about
it. I know that we're putting this young lady off. So do you want us to meet tomorrow?
Hey, I'm not a young lady. That's big.
You better be careful there, buddy.
Yeah, that, we got that recorded, Nathan.
Yeah.
Hey, she's a whole lot older than I am.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's still on.
Well, in mine here, I've got some Branson Hills, Jim, and I need you to be here.
I want a ball, baby.
Are we going to move through these tonight, Mel Christie, or are we going to stretch our day? We could come in tomorrow.
I think we should. I got fireworks shoot off.
I got fireworks shoot off.
You got fireworks.
Before we burn band?
When do we meet again, Christie?
You hear what he said?
Yeah. When do we meet again?
Monday.
Monday at 8.
We don't meet this week. We don't meet Thursday.
No.
We don't have anything at all.
Nope.
Monday at 8.
Monday morning at 8 a.m.?
Yeah. Are you guys going to be here Thursday, Ron?
How much time?
We'll be in session. We're in session Monday.
Well,
Thursday.
But no.
Well, my.
We don't have anything on the schedule.
Yeah, we got a couple things now.
Things just came up.
I'm wondering if we should meet this Thursday to do the cleanup if we're not going to do it today.
It's at your discretion.
I think you should because
I do have a bunch of stuff.
How?
Nathan and Jeff, can you do that?
You say this Thursday.
I did.
That's the 5th.
We can't schedule it. We'd have to postpone this one because 24-hour posting because tomorrow's a holiday.
It's already posted, I believe.
Is it
already posted? We post it every day for
people. Okay. Do we need to?
I'm just asking. Well, we're going to be here anyway for commission.
And do we need to?
Yeah, we do, to go through all the stuff.
Just get that stuff cleaned up, little
stuff.
Mappings and...
Oh, yeah.
There were a couple of abatements that were submitted. Do you want to discuss those with BOE, or do you want to wait for it?
If we've got something we can take up as BOE.
Well, let's think about what we're doing here just a second.
All right.
Can I give my property back to somebody?
Yes.
What we did is we scheduled this guy, and what I assume is we scheduled him at 9:45, which was the last meeting that we're going to have on Monday.
So far.
Okay, so far. But what I'm getting at is we don't have a Monday meeting until Monday at 1 o'clock scheduled for us.
For county commission.
For county commission. So we have 2 hours and 15 minutes of cleanup.
The only problem with that is that we're taking appointments for this board until 5 p.m. on Friday.
Well, then we'll have to do another day.
And we could.
Probably so.
You know, there's no way to...
And we might not have that many people, but I'm just guessing that since the paper will probably do an article, and since... Let's do that then. Let's not schedule it for this Thursday, and we will schedule for Monday morning. And if we have to go another day, then we'll do that. We'll try. I know we're not fitting it very well on the two individuals that we brought in.
I know, but Jeff and Jim are going to be shooting fireworks, I said, until Monday or Tuesday.
Jeff's going to shoot fireworks tomorrow, spend the next 3 days putting out the bar.
Let's have DOE stand officially in recess until Monday morning, if that's acceptable to all board members. Mm-hmm. Done.